earth and sky.
Fresh fractured quartz is known to be very toxic. It's one of the most toxic dusts we know about. And so the lunar dust is in many respects similar to that.
That was Kim Prisk of the University of California, San Diego. He's a researcher with the National Space Biomedical Research Institute. Dr. Prisk spoke with Earth Sky's Jeremy Shear about how lunar dust could threaten the health of astronauts spending long periods of time on the moon.
We're talking about lunar dust. That's what your research focuses on. So how dusty is the moon?
Well, we know it's actually an extremely dusty place. Back in the Apollo era, in the early 1970s, the last time we were on the moon, the dust was found to be very pervasive. It got into the crew modules, the lunar modules as they were called. It coated everything. It was quite abrasive. And the crew complained in the debriefs about the dust quite extensively and about what a nuisance it was.
Now, I know that there's not really any wind on the moon. So how did all this dust get in the modules?
It sticks because of electrostatic attraction to the spacesuits, and basically they track it into the modules.
Now, I know that on Earth, we're constantly breathing in plenty of dust. So what's the problem with dust on the moon? Is lunar dust more dangerous?
There are a couple of factors that are important about dust on the moon. The first is that from what we know about the lunar dust, it's fairly reactive, and it has properties that are quite similar to fresh fractured quartz here on the Earth. And fresh fractured quartz is known to be very toxic. It's one of the most toxic dusts we know about. And so the lunar dust is in many respects similar to that. The other issue on the lunar surface is that the gravity is lower than here on Earth, only about 1/6 of what we're experiencing right now. And as such, this alters the transport of these dust particles as we breathe them in. And they stay in suspension in the airways, and they go to different locations in the lung.
So you said that the lunar dust is similar in its properties to quartz molecules. So, and let's say you breathe this lunar dust in, what does it actually do?
Fresh fractured quartz here on the Earth is known to be extremely toxic to various cells in the lungs, in particular cells called alveolar macrophages. Alveolar macrophages are cells that we find within human lungs whose job is to move around the lung and scavenge foreign matter that gets in there. And if alveolar macrophages ingest fresh fractured quartz, they'll typically die. And so that the presence of fresh fractured quartz inhibits our ability to deal with foreign bodies in the lung.
How do you know what you know about lunar dust? How do you study it and the harm that it may do to astronauts?
There are, I think, two primary lines of research going on at the moment to address the question of what do you do about lunar dust and how important is it. One line of research is to look at the dust itself and look at the toxicological potential of that dust. The other half of the equation, which is where we come into it, is looking at aerosol transport in reduced gravity. And so what we do is we look at how aerosols are transported and deposited in the human lung when the gravity is lower than what it is here on the Earth's surface. And we do that by doing experiments in an aircraft that allows us to get short periods of lunar gravity, 1/6 gravity. We get about 30-second periods of 1/6 gravity at a time in this aircraft.
So let's say that astronauts are spending months at a time on a lunar base. What sorts of health problems could be caused by their exposure to the lunar dust?
There are a number of problems that we know that occur from exposure to various dusts. At one extreme, diseases such as silicosis, which is an extremely serious and often fatal disease that involves inflammation of the lung tissue and subsequent fibrotic damage to the lung. And then there are the more generalized health problems that we hear about here. For instance, exacerbations of existing conditions, asthma, chronic bronchitis, those sorts of things. People that live in dusty environments here on the Earth often have pollution-driven exacerbations of those sorts of diseases.
So what are some ideas for dealing with dust on the moon? What can astronauts do about it?
There are various examples of the engineering solutions to the problem. Filtration is an obvious one, but that's expensive and requires taking filter cartridges with you, for example. There is talk about having suits that dock to the outside of the habitat. So you sort of climb in through the backpack and the suit stays outside. There are also the concepts of building a mudroom, where the suits are in a single room that is perhaps dustier than the rest of the environment.
So these solutions that you just mentioned, are any of them being implemented yet, or are any of them in the works, or are these all conceptual at this phase?
I think there's a lot of them that are under active consideration, but one of the first things that has to happen is setting an acceptable exposure standard for lunar dust. And that's really where this research and the toxicological research going on at NASA come into play. What we want to do is be able to set a reasonable exposure standard for lunar dust. We know that we can't set an exposure standard of zero. That's just impractical. It's not going to happen. But we can set a standard that is reasonable. And as with all of these things, this is a Goldilocks solution. You want it just right. Not too high, not too low, just right.
These experiments that you're doing on these aircraft, are you experimenting with actual lunar dust or something that approximates it?
We are not experimenting with lunar dust. We explicitly stay away from dealing with lunar dust because it would probably not even be ethical to do that. Plus, there's a fairly limited supply of lunar dust. We only have whatever we bought back from the moon in the 70s.
So now tell me about some of the benefits of this research for people here on Earth.
There are two, I think, broad areas that you can think about. The first one is the environmental effects of particulate matter, often referred to as PM. And I think most people know that the Environmental Protection Agency quite tightly limits particulate matter in urban environments, and they monitor it very closely. It's a marker of how polluted an environment is. And we know that there are negative consequences to living in an environment in which high levels of particulate matter exist.
And so basically, the better we understand how particles get into the lungs and interact with the lungs, this could possibly lead to better medicines and to better treatments for people who have illnesses that derive from inhaling dust and other substances.
Well, I think that that's true. It's also true that certain other drugs may be able to be given that have nothing to do with dust but are used for other therapies. There have been attempts to use aerosolized transport for giving insulin, for example, for insulin-dependent diabetics, something that has nothing to do with pulmonary disease, but again, using the lung as a means of getting a drug that you would normally have to inject into the body.
That was space medical researcher Kim Prisk speaking with Earth Sky's Jeremy Shear about the potential health hazards of lunar dust. Thanks today to the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, innovations for health in space and on Earth. This is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.